was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, and I am joined with Lori, Texas 101, Tom Lacavera Stewart's very wonderful significant other. How are you doing tonight, Lori?
Awesome, Lori.
Awesome. I know we have some surprises for the listeners on updates about Tom's situation. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Some shocking revelations, should you say?
Oh, praise God. Let me say this before you give everybody. This was laid on my heart, and I need to share this before you give the update, because I believe it's actually relevant. And maybe this is why the Lord put it on my heart. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the people. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Whether or not you believe in Jesus or not is irrelevant. I pray that you may be blessed tenfold with the peace, love, and joy that comes under the blessing of Jesus Christ. May you know that he will show his power and peace through truth. The veil of oppression has been rent, and the power of death and sin has been lifted, and your eyes shall be opened to the truth of the Almighty. Lord Jesus, please unleash the healing, joy, and peace upon our land, upon our people, and upon each and every individual around the globe. In Jesus' name I pray that. Amen.
Lori, and this goes to the listeners who are not quite used to opening up with a prayer and with a little bit of faith. Well, a lot of faith here. This goes through the ecclesiastical vein that I've been researching. Mm-hmm. And Eric has opened my eyes and several other people of the ecclesiastical vein of our court system and law. And as most people know, I made a call to Peter Smith's office. He's the vicar general on Tom's behalf, because on the U.S. District Court in Oregon, they had posted for public comment the rules of admiralty, where you had to go and claim the vessel. You had to claim your property. Well, if you go along the vein of how the world is operating under some assumption, and you look at the Bible and how it's worded and the various organizations, associations, faiths, and religions, the Pope has claimed to be the intercessory between man and God. Mm-hmm. So if you have this system that's set up, that's what I did. I called and asked Peter Smith to intervene and to ask the courts, release his, God's people, release this living man, and to go claim the property for God.
Mm-hmm.
He said he would get back with me, and it was been about 2 weeks. Well, here's your update. I called the Archbishop Alex Sample's office and said, he really hasn't done anything. I haven't heard back from Peter Smith, and I'm quite disappointed. I talked to the administrative assistant or receptionist. I'm not sure who she was. I didn't get her name or title. And she proceeded to ask me what I needed. I told her that I needed them to get a man released since they were the intercessory for God in the eyes of all these laws. She proceeded to ask me a few more questions, and I said I needed to have Bishop Peter Smith call me back. Less than an hour later, I get a call back from a gentleman who was a deacon of prison ministries. His name is Kevin Walsh. Get your pens and pencils ready because I'm going to give you his number later. Kevin Walsh and I proceeded to have a discussion where he asked me what was going on, and I told him about the admiralty rules on the webpage for public discussion and that I needed his assistance in going and claiming God's property because the temple, not the vessel, mm-hmm. was being incarcerated. I talk tough. I don't play games and I don't pull punches. And he started saying I was a little rough with him. And I said, no, sir. Jesus said, you know, I do not come in peace. This is a battle we're fighting. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stand tough because I want this done. He proceeded to ask me what Thomas's name was. I said his Christian name is Thomas Robert. He then tried to get me to say, you know, what his last name was. I said, no, due to Genesis 1:26, man has dominion over the earth, not only the animals, but the fishes of the sea, which includes the water, and that the thing that creepeth, and the thing that creepeth is a surname. Mm-hmm. And I said, he does not have that, and does nor does he take that surname. He said, what does the court take it, say he is? I said, I don't know, because it's written in another language. Now, I didn't mention glossa, which some of you know out of the Chicago Styles Manual is what they're writing in the all capital letters. Glossa cannot be translated letter for letter or word for word into English. So I told him I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I said, if you were incompetent and you thought it was English, you would think it would be Thomas Robert Lacavera. So that he had something to work with the court. I was very kind and very patient, and I told him, please be patient with the way I have to talk. I have to speak in the way that the courts will understand as well as he will know how to talk to the courts. He said he was assigned to the case. Did everybody get that? He was assigned to this case.
Okay. Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Now, I also mentioned to him he may have to go to the court 3 times. And do whatever he needs to do or whatever he's used to doing. And he said, oh, I've had to go 4 times sometimes, so I'm willing to go 4 times. Did y'all catch that?
Yes.
Right there is confirmation what we're doing.
The denying thrice, yes.
But
you shall deny me thrice, yeah.
But going 4 times and that he's done it before?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Now, he also said they may tell you may need an attorney. I said, I don't want an attorney. I want you. Mm-hmm. I want the intercessory. An attorney means I'm incompetent, and as you can hear quite clearly, I'm quite competent to talk to you and speak to you about these matters. He asked me that 3 times. I told him 3 times no. Now it's up to Tom. I did get to tell Tom that everybody on his Facebook page was telling him happy birthday, and
yes,
I did tell him what was going on. We are out of money on his commissary, so I didn't get all the information out, but he got yelled at of what he needed to do. And hopefully, he will know how to stand just as a man. I don't want to hear the word patriot. I don't want to hear the word American. I don't want to hear any other word but man and temple. Mm-hmm. That is all he is in the eyes of God.
Well, 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And you know, you've got 3:17 says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
Absolutely. Now, what I'm needing is anyone and everyone to call this deacon very kindly, very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be rude. Don't go into a lot of nonsense. Just say we want the temple and the man, or the man living in the temple, Thomas Robert, to be free, that his judge is Ann Aiken, and that he is in Lane County, Oregon. Keep it nice, simple, and polite, but I need calls to that fact. We don't need to use the name Lockavera. We need Thomas Robert, his Christian name, the living man sitting in prison. Need to call Kevin Walsh, and his phone number is 503-234-5334. I'm going to repeat that. Kevin Walsh, 503-234-5334. This is stepping on very delicate territory.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be very, very kind but firm.
Please, and respectful, yes.
Yeah, please do not get into a lot of legal nonsense. Your words, as Erica said, will complicate matters. The least you say, the better off we are.
Mm-hmm.
Keep can it you give, simple.
Can you give them the name of the judge again?
Ann Aiken. She is the same judge that put the Hammonds back in prison. She is the same judge that is about to sentence Michael Emery. I want her to know we are watching.
And that's Logan County.
Lane County. L-A-N-E County.
Lane yes. County. Thank you.
Oregon. We're getting somewhere. Anybody that's called is helping. We now have somebody on the, quote, case.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And he said that he will go more than 3 times if he needs to go. We need
and
to
I am thankful. I want to publicly say I am also thankful for Mr. Deacon Walsh. Kevin Walsh.
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely thankful for that. And we will definitely spread his praises when he gets Tom out.
And I also told him I speak only with love.
Yes.
For him
absolutely.
As part of mankind. He is just a man. He can only do so much. But he is going and taking this route for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been done it before because he admitted the 4th time.
Mm-hmm.
If it does not work through him, we will accelerate to Alex Samples.
Mm-hmm.
And make it go a little bit more and put more information in. I need to get out there, guys. I need to get gas money to get out there badly. I need to get in front of these people. This has not gone this far from what a lot of people have said. And if this is our key, let's find it.
Right. So everybody please donate to Lori and Tom. You can donate on PayPal, tomlockavera@gmail.com. And or you can go to resurrecttherepublic.com and you can click on the donate button there. It's on the right-hand side, please. She really, truly needs your help, everybody. And she's fought for a lot of individuals over the years. It's time that we join together as much as we possibly can, even if it takes sacrificing buying a couple of pops, you know, or buying a case of pop or whatever it is is your little niche for a day or 2 days or a week. I'm asking on behalf of them, please help and donate some serious funds so we can get Lori to Oregon where she needs to be.
We need to get somebody on. This is something that I'm willing to do. I'm going to quote the Bible again. What is it? Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I shall fear no evil.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking through a valley where they claim everybody's dead, including that judge who is the trustee of the accounts and the bonds and everything else behind the scenes. And she has been deemed, a trustee has been deemed civilly dead. One of the questions he asked me was for my email, and I said, no, sir. I do not speak on dead paper, and I do not speak to the dead. I speak to the living man.
Mm-hmm.
So he then understood completely by his silence what I was saying. Mm-hmm. He was a very kind and respectful man. And I know some people may be upset about the system or how things are working or what's going on. Remember this. We were all born into this. When we woke up, we were on different sides of the issue. Mm-hmm. We have to deal with the issue and the side that we're on in a very honorable manner and respectful to each other as mankind.
Yes.
And love in our heart, no matter how angry it makes us feel. And if this is an avenue, this can help us free all of our political prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm willing to do this, and making Tom realize this is the way to go. The ecclesiastical, I have seen ecclesiastical deeds for property. It came out of Spain when they sent Columbus over. He had a treaty. The mm-hmm. land has ecclesiastical deeds that goes below titles.
Mm-hmm.
So we need desperately to make these calls again to Kevin Walsh at 503-234-5334. Continue making the other calls to the Lane County Sheriff and to Alex Sample's office, as well as to Peter Smith. Call as many people as you can respectfully. Whatever you guys are doing is starting to show some results and some admissions slightly. It's the only way the court can do it. They cannot have a record. If I put this in paper, if I write it down, if I have a record of what I'm doing, then they tie themselves up in knots, and you give somebody enough rope, they're going to hang themselves, and that's not what I want. I want our people to be free, and I want us to be able to stand and get our lives back, all of us, every single one of these political prisoners. But that is the news that we have now. This is huge, absolutely huge, to have been assigned somebody to work with, mm-hmm. to have admitted that this does work and has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And the questioning was almost like a judge to make sure I knew the knowledge. So we've got to really make these calls, people, please. And do everything we can to get this going. Thank you, everybody that's helping. Thank you. It's really seriously and desperately from my heart. Thank you.
Well, we love you very much, Lori, and we love Tom very much, too. And I want to publicly say happy birthday, Tom, even though you're not out. One day you will hear this, and happy birthday. We know that right now you're not in a prime situation. However, we know that one day you will be released from the situation that you are in, and we believe that in Jesus' name, and we love you.
And all you guys that are skeptical, don't be those of little faith. Stand strong. If you want your country back, if you want your constitution, if you want to live your life the way it was, we've got to really stand up and fight. And with our soldiers that are in true battle right now, fighting ISIS, fighting on the ground, doing all of their ops, what's a phone call?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No fear. These men have guns pointed at them. And we have let our soldiers down. We have let our children down. We can make phone calls. We can do this, and we can go speak at our meetings. And if you want to do this for the other prisoners, God, please do it for the other prisoners.
Yeah.
I'm devoting my time to this one. But make the calls for everyone you know, because I know this is going to show results. Help them all, please.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that one. Amen to that one. I believe we also have on here, Lori, I believe our co-host, Eric Hughes Jones, is on here, joined with us as well. How are you doing tonight, Eric?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well, girls. It sounds like some good news transpiring. I guess this vicar thing is very real, huh? We have now a special vicar. I don't want to call it a special prosecutor. We have a special, what do we call him? I guess it's the vicar general. An attaché?
No.
military attaché from the Vatican. That's great.
No. He's the deacon that works underneath the judicial vicar.
He is.
That's close enough to what I was saying. Yep, I gotcha. No, but in effect, I'm being descriptive, Eric, not literal.
I know. I have to help you on this. He is the minister or the ministry to prisons under the judicial vicar.
Great. That's great news.
No, yes.
But my point is, he's been appointed to Tom's case specifically. This has not happened a lot in the past. They've been trying to ignore us. This is long and short. This is means that all the phone calls that y'all are making out there have definitely helped. They heard. Okay. They appointed Mr. Walsh, the deacon for prison ministries under the vicar general. Fantastic. He's the guy they picked to specifically focus on Tom's case. That's a huge step in the right direction. I mean, we get, you know, smaller victories than that are big victories. So this is really, thank you to all people out there who made the phone calls, picked up the phone, and keep calling. If you're not going to get in any trouble. If you can call any public entity, and the court, the sheriff, the vicar general, they're all public entities. You can call every day if you have a, quote, legitimate purpose. And you certainly do. Tom is an abductee being held by a sheriff at the behest of the vicars with the Justice Department as the liaison. Let's not forget to call the judge, as Lori suggested. You're going to have to look up her number. We don't have it on hand right now. And call the Justice Department, because the bottom line is the witch's court, it doesn't really, they're going to do what the state wants them to do and what the vicars want them to do. Jeff Sessions and his underlings, his administrators and his assistant U.S. prosecutors could drop this case in a heartbeat. So put the heat on the new administration. Trump wants to claim they're for real. The new republic is here and everything's going in the right direction. All right. Have Jeff Sessions push the one button, pick up the phone, call the prosecutor's office in Oregon. They work for Jeff Sessions. He works for Donald Trump. Hello, this is a no-brainer. This is a slam dunk. It's an easy victory. Put the heat on Jeff Sessions as well as the vicars and the sheriff. And that's, he can open the door and let Tom walk tomorrow.
Has he been confirmed yet?
That's a good question. I don't know if the confirmation is official, but to be honest,
I don't think he has.
No.
Okay.
I don't think he has. So we can't go off on the Jeff Sessions issue yet.
Well, no, I don't think it's. Well, I would respectfully disagree. He's going to be the Attorney General very soon. His confirmation hearing went over pretty well, according to all the people that were in on it. And so his confirmation looks like it's going to happen. It should happen within the next couple weeks. I would argue it's not premature to start calling his office. So when he gets in on his first day at his new job, he can see a pile of 8,000 emails that say, please release Tom LaGuevara immediately. There's no victim to the crime. There's no evidence of any possession of this firearm. And society cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity. Oh, and by the way, can we see the performance and payment bond on all the money they're making on Tom's case while he's being abducted and held in Lane County, Oregon?
Well, we have a lot of things we're going to be going over tonight, and you know that I like to do good news and all that other stuff, and you know we promote, like I said before, we're going to do benefit of the doubt, and we're going to watch, and a lot of things are headed in a much better manner pretty quickly, and I was going to report
good.
Some of that this evening. So to let everybody know, we have quite a lot of neat little information, but of course I'm going to cover some funnies. As you well know, I like to do that. So what would you prefer, the news first or the funnies first?
Let's get the funny out of the way and then get into the meat and potatoes.
Okay. You agree with that one, Lori?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's see. Which funny do I want to cover first? I think Oh, yeah, I've got quite a few funnies. And as everyone knows, I will have them, the links to the individual articles of where I've gotten this information on my Google Plus under the Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Radio Collection. Follow me on that, and you will get pretty much everything I talk about. As long as it is something that is not a PDF file that I don't have access to put on the Internet, it will be located there. So, all right. So these paid Soros protesters, as many people know, has now been linked to approximately 50 organizations that, of course, are linked to Soros. I know you're shocked. Muslim Brotherhood and different entities like that. So as you know, the deplorable issue happened on the 19th, which was the day before Trump was swore his oath, and officially became President of the United States of America. Before I go any further, I do need to correct something, and I hope this listener is listening. This message is for Greg, as well as everyone else who is listening to the sound of my voice right now. We had a caller
nice and loud, Lori. In.
We had a caller call in. His name is Greg, and he had mentioned the other day when I was on the show on Friday that he did not think that the statement in Mr. Trump's oath stated against enemies foreign and domestic. And I personally had listened to the video five times, thought that that was in there, and told him I thought it was in there, but I would recheck it. I was supposed to play it again, and we had the callers were just ramping in, and we ended up not playing it again. But I want to verify, and I want to apologize. I was wrong. Greg was correct, and it did not state he did swear to defend and support the Constitution of the United States, but he did not make the statement about defending against enemies both foreign and domestic. So once again, I want to correct that statement. Greg, you were correct. That was not said in President Donald Trump's oath. It was Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is the one who made that statement. And I know that the other Supreme Court justice that did the vice president's was a different Supreme Court justice, and he did include the from both enemies, foreign and domestic. So I wanted to clear that up before I went any further so that I wouldn't forget that. So for that, I apologize to the listeners and apologize to Greg. And Greg, you were correct, and thank you very much for pointing that out to me. All right, so on the 19th, it was reported that the police officers had stand-down orders because, of course, President Obama at the time, and I say President Obama because at that time he was President Obama, had given the police officers stand-down orders when it came to the rioters, to what is being reported. So what happened is, of course, after President Trump became President Trump, those orders changed very quickly. So, on January the 21st, are you ready for this? This is wonderful, everybody. Oh, yes, it is a new day for the Soros rioters. Many were arrested on Inauguration Day protesters, and they will face felony rioting charges. Prosecutors say, this is out of CBS News, by the way. Most of the approximately 230 protesters that were arrested on Inauguration Day would be charged with felony rioting, federal prosecutors said. The U.S. Attorney's Office said the offense is punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. And what we'll do, we'll finish that after we hear a word from our network sponsors. Hang with us.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know
40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, close the sea of tears.
Welcome back, everyone, to Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I am your host, Lori Anderson, joined with Lori, Texas 101, and co-host Eric Hughes-Jones of Courtroom Observers. I was just going over some of the funnies before we cover some of the more serious news and good news also as we go forward with the show. So I was discussing that these paid rioters are now having their day. They are now facing felony rioting charges. They can face up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. The first group of 10 men appeared in Superior Court just before 3 p.m., and their lawyer entered, of course, a not guilty plea on their behalf. Interim D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsom said Friday that 217 people were being charged with rioting. It says the arrest took place in a 4-block stretch of downtown Washington around the time of President Trump's swearing-in ceremony. So they were just waiting for him to be the official president to be able to actually do their job and get these rioters out. Now, amazingly, a lot of these rioters, I did notice in this article that it stated, the office said most of the arrested will be released without having to post bail and must return to court in February. How ironic that is, since we have individuals who've never harmed anybody and bail is being refused, but I digress. The good news of this is the paid protesters, you're going to start facing jail time. So some more of the amusing news. Yes, we have a plethora of them. So I don't know if you all have heard about this, but this was really amusing to me. And honestly, I cannot do it any justice as the video can. However, it is in my Google Plus link. You will want to see it. It is hilarious. Anyway, so the story is passengers cheer as a woman berating a Trump supporter is kicked off the plane. An elderly woman demanded that a Donald Trump supporter seated next to her be moved, but she quickly found out that that is not how the world works. Scott Kotusky, in a window seat, posted video on Saturday showing a woman in the middle seat complaining about him to airline personnel. As the report goes on, Kotusky said, "Just had the craziest experience ever on an airplane. I'm boarding my flight from Baltimore to Seattle and approached my seat. I had an upgraded seat that I paid a little extra for because of the long six-hour flight. As I approach my row, I smile and motion to the husband and wife sitting in the aisle and middle seat that my seat was next to the window. I put my backpack in the overhead, and the wife with a very stern voice says to me, 'Did you come here to cheer or protest?' 'I came here to celebrate democracy, ma'am.' I knew this was going to be a long fight at this point." She then proceeded with, somewhat paraphrased as my memory allows, she stated, quote, "You put a crazed man in charge of the nuclear codes. You should be ashamed." He told her, "Well, we're all entitled to our opinions here, ma'am." She stated, "And I'm entitled to get drunk and puke in your lap. I'm going to throw up right in your lap." So you get the picture. I'm not going to read this whole article. I have it in the post. Long story short, she kept on. The stewardess comes by. The stewardess asks her, "Are we going to have a problem?" She completely was still arrogant, telling the stewardess, "Absolutely." And then another gentleman from the airline very calmly asked her to please get up and come with him to grab her bag. And she was like, "No, I paid for this seat. I'm going to sit here and I'm not going anywhere." Well, when that didn't work, she tried to go on the victimhood situation, claiming that the husband's mother, her mother-in-law, had died. She had to get home, blahzy, blahzy. And the captain had already stated that she was to be removed from the plane. So when she wouldn't leave with the nice gentleman on the airline asking her, police escorted her off of the flight, and the passengers cheered as she carried her belongings and exited the aircraft. So yes, this political correctness is finally going out the window. And, you know, if you want to be on a plane, then I suggest you act like you have some sense. So kudos to the hostess or the airline stewardess for handling things correctly. Kudos to the airline for that gentleman. Let me tell you, he had a lot of patience in that. And kudos to the police officers that eventually got her off of the plane so that the other passengers could be in peace and go on with their flight. So now we have another one. And this one, it is a lady, or that really is not a good word, a female, and she tweeted out, if someone was cruel enough to assassinate Martin Luther King, and by the way, she might want to look at her history, it's Martin Luther King Jr., if she wants to actually act like she's intelligent. If someone was cruel enough to assassinate Martin Luther King, maybe someone will be kind enough to assassinate Trump. That is what she wrote in her tweet. Well, maybe it was because of the hour. Maybe it was because of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday had just ended and Republican Donald Trump's presidential inauguration was just days away, whatever the reason. And apparently, displeased Kentucky woman took to Twitter at 1:45 a.m., and she posted that statement that I just read to you. Soon after, the sender of the tweet, Heather Lowry of Louisville, was in trouble. A screenshot was taken of her. A screenshot was taken of her tweet, and then other social media users alerted Lowry's employers, and the station said her social media accounts were soon taken down, but of course it was too late. First off, the Secret Service interviewed Lowry and opened an investigation on her, Wave said. Quote, anytime threatening communications like that are made, we always conduct an investigation, unquote, an agent told the Courier-Journal. What's more, Lowry's employers, four of them, gave her the axe. Apparently, they didn't find it as cute as what she thought she was. So among them were the Vava Vixens, Louisville's largest and most popular burlesque and variety troupe. According to the group's website, Hoo-Hoo said that Lowry quickly got the big hook off stage. Please know that we at Vava Vixens do not condone the behavior of Heather Lowry. The group statement read, according to Wave, she dismissed the moment we were informed of this incident. We have zero tolerance policy for such. It is no secret that we are in the midst of a divided nation, and with so much hate and anger in the world, our hope is to be a sanctuary that welcomes all walks of life with open arms. We do not condone hate by any party, and we will not partake in it. We in no way support negative behavior or malicious intent from anyone. So she caused herself to also be out of a job. Wow, I'm telling you, there is just so much for me to cover for you all. So I wanted to say something to everybody, too. I'm sure you've heard about the Women's March if you haven't heard about it. Yes, it's tied to 50 Soros groups, but I'm going to address a couple of individuals who think that they're stars, who pretend like they are feminist. Okay, so we have Ashley Judd. I used to have respect for that female. I am surprised. However, the feminist movement, and I'm talking to any feminist that also listens to the show, if there are any. If there are not, I hope you hear this message. As a feminist, you tell everybody you are strong. You are independent. You don't need a man because you can do it on your own. You are all powerful. You can change the world. So why didn't you boo Ashley Judd off the stage when she is talking about, and if there are any young ears, please cover their ears for a half a second. Okay. Why are you not booing her and ripping her rear end for talking about free tampons? Okay, I am sorry, but if you are truly a feminist and you don't need a man and you can take care of yourself, why are you screaming for the government to pay for your tampons? I'm just saying, that sounds like to me you can't handle your own business. That's just my theory. That doesn't sound very feminist to me. That doesn't sound like very intelligent to me, that you can figure out how to get all the way to Washington, D.C., spending hundreds of dollars. You can figure out how to spend $10 on a Starbucks cup of coffee. You can figure out how to spend $10 on a daggone pack of cigarettes. Or you can spend more than that on your alcohol, but you can't figure out how to spend $4.96 or something like that for a box of tampons. And if that's the case, then you need to go back to elementary school. And I'm sorry, Miss Ashley Judd, as much money as you have earned, if you need free tampons, then you need to learn how to balance your checkbook. That's just my note. So, Miss Madonna, washed up Miss Madonna, who won't even allow her own children to watch TV and won't allow her children to watch her videos because they are so provocative, decides that she wants to state, yes, 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 I'm mad, I'm mad, I'm mad, and I have, quote, this is what Madonna said, not me, quote, I have thought about blowing up the White House, unquote. So what is she trying to do? Because we know Madonna hadn't thought about none of that. She's reading off of a script, and she is trying to incite violence with the people who are there and dumb enough to follow her lead.
There you go.
Now, let's be realistic. Miss Madonna isn't going to be walking out in the middle of the crowd. She isn't going to be busting her butt to go buy the tampons that Ashley Judd can't apparently afford without the government getting them. Miss Madonna...
And by the way, Lori, she's not going to be getting any knocks on her door from the Secret Service like the person who was genuinely might be making that threat.
Yes, she is.
It's a new day. All right.
She is being investigated because of that too. But you know, this drives me nuts. You've got these people who sit there and cheer for them. They claim they're all powerful. They're all strong. I don't need a man. I don't want a man. I can take care of myself, but I can't take care of myself and go buy a box of tampons. My government needs to buy it for me. Are you serious? If you're a feminist, you better get off your rump, quit whining, quit complaining, get your butt a job. And if you don't need a man and don't want a man, then that is absolutely fine. But don't be dependent on everybody else in America to take care of your junk. We're not married to you. You are not my boyfriend or nor girlfriend. You're responsible for yourself like I am responsible for myself, like Eric is responsible for himself. And I'm going to tell you what. There is nothing like a real man. I say real man because we got a lot of men out there that they're only men because of a number. Okay? I'm talking about real men. Real men are honest, have integrity, will fight for Lori. And this is another thing. I saw this video, and I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry, I think it was funny. Unfortunately, I can't share it with you on air for two reasons. You wouldn't get the picture anyway because all you hear is hollering. Okay? But this was during the quote-unquote protest, which is really the rioters. Right? You notice woman's a feminist. She's up there in there with the anarchists. Oh, you know. Yeah, she's strong. She's a Billy Bad Butt. So was that other little anarchist. This man was walking to work. And I hope these anarchists hear it. I hope these little rioters hear it, because this is some funny mess. They messed with the wrong one. They had their little big crowd. Police were on the opposite side. Let me tell you what happened. This girl and this skinny little anarchist attacked this man going to work. He wasn't going to any inauguration or anything like that. He was going to work. Mistake. When they hit him, he swung back, and he contacted, and he knocked them on their butt. Just as soon as they get knocked on their butt, these anarchists, the same ones that say F the police, the same ones who say this is what a police state looks like, even though it's a police state looking like that because of them, what do you think the first thing they did was do? Aren't you going to arrest him? Aren't you? Go arrest him. He hit a woman. Wait a minute. Where's your equal rights there? If you are going to scream about equal rights and you think that everything should be equal, let me tell you something, ladies. If you are going to swing on a man like you are a man, then you deserve to be hit like a man. That's equal rights. If you want to be like a lady and a man protect you, then you don't put your butt in the shoes of a man. Now, Eric, you didn't know I was going to say that. You are a man. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, I hope so. I think I still am. Yes, thank you for saying that, Lori.
No, I mean, would you agree with that statement? I'm talking about quote-unquote equal rights, right?
Yeah, no, it's exactly.
So if it's under equal rights, if I step up in some man's face for no reason, now I'm not talking self-defense. This is off the board. This is not self-defense. But if I step up in some man's face for no reason whatsoever, I draw back and I punch him in his face, or I punch him in his back, or I hit him with a brick, or whatever the case may be, I deserve to get my butt knocked out.
Well, sure, we all have the right to defend ourselves, right?
That's right, and it's equal rights. You know, you want to scream equal rights, don't step up and think you're a man and then, oh, try to use the, oh, well, I'm a female, so I shouldn't be hit thing. It doesn't work both ways, baby.
Well,
so she got her butt stomped. The other, not stomped. She got popped. The other guy got knocked on his butt, and you know what? The police did the right thing. They arrested the dude, the anarchist, that started him and that did the whole thing. So I was pretty happy about that as well. And wow, there is just so much news to go over. All right, so I'm going to get into some other details, more on the locals before I get onto the national, because we got a lot of people covering the national. Give me 1 second. Eric, can you take over for me for just a moment and speak
sure,
about
absolutely.
That equal rights?
Yeah, no problem. Hey, people, your phone calls are obviously working. As we heard earlier in this show, Texas Lori got a call back from the vicar's office. They've appointed a person to specifically focus on Tom's case. Great news. I mean, we'll see if they follow through and what the outcome is. I don't want to be negative. We've got a response, so it at least means they're hearing us. They're hearing you. So whoever is calling, it's really helping. So I want to continue the phone blitz for Tom, especially heavy as we're coming into the new administration where Jeff Sessions is going to prove that he's a patriot and going to do the right thing, or if they're going to continue to hold political prisoners like Tom, and Tom is a political prisoner. So we encourage people to call the vicar's office, and you can just mention Tom's case. You know, you might have to call him Tom LaCavara, because that's sometimes the only way they can identify him. So, but apparently, you know, his name's Tom Roberts LaCavara. But just let them. I think they'll know when you call who you're looking for, because they're obviously getting a ton of phone calls. It is helping. Call 503-234-5334, and let's get Tom. Give Tom a birthday present, okay? Today's his birthday. No joke. And he's going to be in solitary confinement for 22 out of every 24 hours. Why is that? He's not even being accused with a violent crime. He's not accused of doing anything to anybody.
He didn't even torch a limo. And these guys did.
Yeah, no, right. Now, think about how absurd. Right, I didn't want to interrupt before when you were given that, but I'm glad you brought that up, because something I thought, you know, I wanted to add when you were talking about. Yeah, and you made the point, so I didn't have to. They're letting people. The police are standing down while what are clearly communist agitators, whether they're on the payroll of one of the intelligence agencies or just useful idiots, it doesn't really matter. They're still agitating. They're still destroying property. I mean, that's not a proper way to protest. And they're getting a pass, and they're holding Tom in a prison cell for 22 hours today on his birthday. For a completely victimless allegation. Go ahead, Lori.
Eric, he also has let me know that the solitary confinement is starting to mess with him. So this is cruel and unusual punishment.
And it absolutely is.
Any of these ladies that, they're not really ladies, but any of these women who go out there and protest the way that they've been protesting, try in jail, where they probably won't even let you have tampons unless you have someone to put money on your account to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know,
and you better hope you have enough toilet paper to roll up.
Yes.
Because they only give you one roll. You got to be selective on that one. That's what I've heard anyway.
It's true. So these people that were out there protesting are quite an embarrassment to the human race. And they need to grow up, and they need to get over their privileged life. Mm-hmm. And realize we've got real work to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Eric, very much. I actually,
you're welcome.
I appreciate you very much. And so what I wanted to go over is, like I said, I wanted to go over a little bit of local stuff that's not being so lambasted. And then I'll cover some more stuff that's international as well as national, because we've got a lot of good news going on in all facets of that. And then we've got some stuff we need to keep an eye on. However, Eric, you're going to love this. The Cato Institute, I'm sure you know who the Cato Institute is. Just about everybody does. January 19th, they put out of this year, they put out, quote, court, Pennsylvania has no common law asset forfeiture. Didn't we discuss this the other day, dear? Okay. So this
Absolutely.
Is what it is.
Yes, we did.
Yes. And I suggest if the gentleman that called in, please check your facts a little bit more. I did go and check your site, and that's a fear-mongering situation there. Anyway, the report is, in a case involving the state's attempt to confiscate a man's handgun following his conviction for disorderly conduct, the Intermediate Appellate Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court has ruled that asset forfeiture is not part of the state's common law. Quote, we conclude the common law forfeiture, as the concept originated and developed in England, was never incorporated into or became part of our Commonwealth's common law tradition. Based upon our research, the Commonwealth's organic law, namely Article 9, Sections 18 and 19 of the Pennsylvania Constitution of 1790, denounces and effectively abolishes any notion of common law forfeiture, and that the predominant, if not unanimous, weight of the authority has determined that common law forfeiture never made it across the seas to America. Therefore, absent a statute that specifically authorizes the forfeiture of property, the Commonwealth and the courts have no authority to seek and order forfeiture of property not unlawful to own in itself, but used in perpetration of an unlawful act. And that should bring the Keystone State finally in line with the general view of American courts. While most states long ago rejected the traditions of English royal governance and required a statutory, and we can argue that one on a different one, but it's true, statutory basis for forfeitures, Pennsylvania has been an exception thanks to three decisions by its superior court in the 1980s that approved seizures on so-called common law theory. No more. The practical result is that law enforcement in Pennsylvania, as is the norm in other states, must either point to an authorizing statute or hand the seized item back. Congratulations, Pennsylvania. And on that note, we're going to tear a couple of words from our network sponsors. We'll be right back, and I'll take your call right after the break, Wes, so hold on.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.